talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making, it's being made in Ukraine right now. Now, for many, many weeks, ever since the beginning of this invasion by Russia, by a genocidal sadist named Putin, I've advocated that we give Ukraine all of the military weapons they need to defend themselves from the invading Ruskies. The Russians have indiscriminately shot civilians, tortured them. They have bombed kindergartens, maternity hospitals. Most chillingly, they have bombed food supplies and water supplies designed to starve out the city of Mariupol and around the country, wherever food is stored. They destroy food. That's what a genocidal army does. And I've also said, very, very simple, we have, for instance, planes, 70 of them. Zelensky wants to impose his own no-fly zone on the Ruskies. Why are we not giving them to them? They won't have our pilots in them. Everybody's afraid of, quote, enraging Putin. Are you kidding me? He's a maniac. We're going to have to stand up to him somewhere. And if it's not in Ukraine, it'll be Moldova, and we won't do that. Then it'll be Finland and Sweden, who are not in NATO, and he's threatened military action against them if they try to get in. Finland announced yesterday that they're going to start the process of getting in, and they were immediately threatened by Russia. Are we going to let him invade Finland and butcher people? Then he'll turn to NATO, and he'll start with the Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. Lithuania in the 18th century is part of Poland. Poland, if you take a look at a map of Europe, was the largest landmass in Europe back in the 18th century. Included Poland, the present-day Poland, Lithuania, Ukraine, and elsewhere. That's right, Ukraine. And then they will start to go into Estonia. Now, Estonia is in NATO. Biden said you can't go into NATO, but there are Russian speakers on the eastern sliver of Estonia, which has a border with Russia. They've already gone in there and kidnapped people, by the way. Did you know that? A journalist or somebody they don't like, they go right across the border and snatch them. And you hadn't heard about that, and nobody seems to care about that. You cannot stop Hitler. You cannot stop Hitler by giving him Czechoslovakia. He's then going to want Poland, and then he's going to want France, and then he's going to want everything. So you have to stop him, and you have to stop him without the use of nuclear weapons. Obviously, the least risky way of doing it is arming the Ukrainians, who are great fighters, with weapons. And guess what? We already have. With Stingers, Javelins, we've given them air defense systems that go up to 5,000 feet so they can take out helicopters. We said we give it to them up to 20,000 feet. I don't know if that's been delivered yet. I hope so. But we're wavering on not giving them just enough more to actually stop Putin, on the theory that if Putin gets totally defeated in Ukraine in a fit of rage, he'll use tactical nuclear weapons. He's going to use them somewhere anyway. He's going to use them in Finland. He'll use them in Estonia. If he wins, he's energized. The sadist is energized. The only way to take a sadist down is if he loses and people around him realize he's destroyed the country, and they take him out. He has to be killed, but he has to be killed by his own people. But in addition to military weapons, and I've talked about the amphibious assault on Odessa that they're planning from the Black Sea, and their Russian warships that are there, and we haven't given them shore-to-ship missiles, and we should. there are more sanctions we could do. And I was glad to see some, and some I'm amazed we haven't done, and then I'm going to propose a few others. We have just blocked their use of about $600 million to pay off bondholders. They're going to have to go back into their own dollar reserves to do it. What am I talking about? He squirreled away $600 billion, almost $700 billion with a B, about 15% in dollars, I think about 30% in euros, 14% in Chinese money, good luck, the rest in gold and some in rubles. And the mistake he made is that about half of it is either euros or U.S. dollars. And the mistake he made, of course, is that they are held in banks in Washington, Frankfurt, and London. And we just froze them. And they said it was theft. Oh, really? Yeah, what do you think you're doing in Ukraine, Jack? Murder and theft is what you're doing there. So we wipe him out of that. Yeah, he has Chinese money. Good luck. He has gold, gold bullion. We are moving to stop his being able to sell that or use it in the third world, squeezing him. But apparently, he also had about 600 million, not billion, in banks that we had on reserve for him that he wanted to use to pay bondholders, and now we've frozen that. If he defaults on bonds, on their national debt, Argentina did that one time, but if a major country does that, that has serious consequences for their access to capital going forward. So yeah, we've done that. Should have frozen it a long time ago, but at least we did it in time. But there are other sanctions we can impose. For instance, we in Europe can impose what are called secondary sanctions. We can impose sanctions on countries that trade with Russia. A lot of them trade with Russia. It's not just evading our sanctions. They have their own separate trade. Inform them, don't trade with Russia. They'll say, who do you think you are? They'll say, we're the 800-pound gorilla. Don't trade with Russia. They trade with Russia, they get sanctioned. We also so far have not sanctioned or shut down Russia's mining and transportation sectors. Why not? Why not? We are right now, there are new EU sanctions coming out, which we will support, stopping the export of jet fuel and steel to the Ruskies. That should have been done a long time ago. But better late than never. Jet fuel, steel, secondary sanctions, and sanctions against their mining and transportation industries. Also, we haven't fully sanctioned their financial sector. We've taken many of their banks off the SWIFT system. We've talked about that before, so they can't engage in normal transactions with their banks. They're going to the Chinese, and the Chinese are trying to develop some kind of a Chinese SWIFT where they can do banking. The problem with dealing with the Chinese, the red Chinese, the communist Chinese, this is a culture steeped in fraud that goes back 5,000 years. If you shake hands with a Chinese communist, you better check for your watch. It may have ended up in his pocket. So I will tell you something. I think the Ruskies, nothing would give me greater pleasure than to see the Ruskies enter into a Chinese SWIFT system and get left holding the bag, walking home in a barrel. We could also sanction all oligarchs, not just 15 or 20 of them. Sanction all prominent people in Russia. Sanction not just the members of their Duma, which is their parliament, but all mayors and all officials in Russia. There is a hacking group called Anonymous that hacked into the Russian military files and disclosed the names and home addresses and other information of about 130,000 Russian troops in Ukraine, including the units that they're assigned to and other identifying information. Why not sanction all of them, all 130,000 of them? All you do is you press a button. suddenly they're going to have a hard time cashing a check and doing a lot of other things. Why not step up the expulsion of Russians from the United States? You want some measure of communication. You keep the ambassador and a few other people. Why not also, you know, there are more than 40 hockey players in the NHL who are Russians. They're gymnasts, musical conductors, speed skaters, violinists, musicians, and others. Cancel their visas. Cancel their visas. If one of them's a protester and afraid of going back and has spoken out against Putin, keep them. But the rest of them, and I've seen hockey players interviewed, well, they like Putin, they stay out of politics. Get out of here. We don't want you. And if they show up, if one of them happened to get American citizenship also at the hockey games, at these performances, say, we don't want you. You belong to a genocidal country. Belong to a genocidal country. Make all of them the objects of human flesh searches. That's the Chinese term I've defined before. If you have somebody at the UN, a Ruski, trying to argue that their position, they shouldn't be able to go out to eat in New York City. A lot of these people love to be in the UN and come to New York because for the first time, they can experience real luxury and expense account, somewhere to go out to eat, and not in the places that they're used to back home, where the chauffeurs have to take a different route to work every day for fear of being bombed. Make it clear to the Russians culturally that they're not welcome. Their culture from the 19th century is welcome. But what have you done for me lately? The 19th century is 120 years ago. I'm dead serious about this. Get the arms to Zelensky, but squeeze and ostracize Russia and Russian culture, the Russian culture of Stalin, Lenin, and Putin. That's what I am talking about, the culture of the gulag. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell